Water is required for everything from growing crops to raising livestock, which eventually become the food that ends up on our tables. For example, it takes roughly 15,000 liters of water to produce just 1 kilogram of beef, while a kilo of wheat requires just 1/10 of that. Pasquale Steduto is deputy director of FAO's Land and Water Division.
We have already reached the limits of, for instance, expanding the agricultural area. Otherwise, we enter into more forest, we degrade more biodiversity, wetlands, so we don't want to do that. And so this future demand has to come from what we have now. And in order to do that, we need to act in order to preserve for the future generation the opportunity to produce more food, but with the same amount of resource.
In some parts of the world, water is already becoming scarce. In southern India, rice and cotton farmers have ended up with barren fields due to indiscriminate pumping of shallow wells coupled with drought. Dry wells mean no crops, and over the past decade, 150,000 Indian farmers have been driven to suicide because they cannot repay money lenders who finance the drilling of their wells. But farmers are changing the future. They are being trained in groundwater management through a project run by Indian NGOs with support from FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization. Konda Reddy heads a team that works with the farmers.
We used the local folk theater, that is the dance and art form, and also the drama, so as to point to the farmers, rather than one person standing up and lecturing.
The farmers have learned to determine how much water is underground at the start of the growing season. Then they only plant crops which would need that amount of water, as farmer Nagashora Rao explains.
We have changed our crops. We grow some cotton, but also some green pepper and red gram. We don't get affected by dry spells anymore.
And because farmers are their own best teachers, they also contributed to the sessions, says Dr. Das, the man behind the idea.
The hydrogeologist studying in the university, working for 20 years, and coming and listening to a farmer, how you have to estimate the groundwater. It is quite an amazing achievement, yeah.
Dr. Das says the project is also cost-effective. He says the model will be expanded throughout India over the next 5 years. For United Nations Radio, I'm Deanne Penn.